what's your usual approach in general to patients once they get beyond FOLFOX, FOLFIRI, BEV, EGFR, if indicated?
In MSS patients, you mean? In all comers?
Yeah.
So in patients that progress on all that chemotherapy, I tend to use, outside of a trial, if there's no options, I tend to use TAS-102 in that patient. So in the patients who have been on standard chemotherapy, which is the large majority of our patients, of course, I prefer personally using TAS-102 as opposed to regorafenib, if that's the sequence of decisions that need to be made.
Any clinical pearls that you have that maybe you pass on to your fellows about using TAS-102?
You know, I find TAS-102 to be a little bit easier in regorafenib, obviously, in toxicity profile, because I think we're much more comfortable dealing with the cytopenias that might emerge. I think at that point, a large majority of the patients are obviously different shape and not clearly... I tell our fellows, we're not shooting for the moon here, unfortunately. We have to be very practical with this and, you know, consider this something that is hopefully going to stabilize the disease. But still, if you look at the data, a good chunk of the patients will progress at first scan. So don't go overboard with the cytopenias and toxicity in a patient like that where you're really not shooting for a response, quite frankly. The majority of the patients will not respond.